We're in the middle of Reish Samech Gimel. So yesterday we discussed the bracha. So we actually skipped this gigantic Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. We also skipped the Yom Kippur part. Yom Kippur part we'll save because I don't have it written there. Okay, look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, which is going on the bracha. Now we didn't really, we mentioned it tonight, but it's really coming in Reish Samech Gimel Yud. But let's see the Mishnah Berurah. They used to make a chuppah right before Shabbos because they didn't have enough money for a Shabbos meal and a wedding meal. So they killed two stones with one bird. So they would do a biachad. So kishiyesh chuppah be'erev Shabbos u'ma'acharim ba'an, it's very late, like mamish right by shkia time. So the woman doesn't want to be mekabel Shabbos because maybe she'll have to do something by the chuppah. Ish inor tzekabel Shabbos ne'a chuppah pentit zarech lasas od eizadav ha'asu b'Shabbos. So it's three choices, three options. This is a Maharash quoted by the Magen Avraham. Alkane, Shikin, option number one. Tadlikane below bracha, kodem achuppah. Light the candles without a bracha. The bracha is the Kabbalah Shabbos. She's not making the bracha. The achagach b'chashecha, and then an hour later, when it gets dark, tifros, then she should go wave her hands around the neros and make a bracha. Option number one. Option number two, Okshua Dain bin Ashmash is Akhar Achuppah. So this is the Magen Avraham's tweaking of the Maharash, that's why I understand it anyway. Tomar Legoy Ladlik. The Logazu al Shvus bin Ashmash is Tarach Mitzvah. Tarach Mitzvah, Shvus, Amir la Akum bin Ashmash. Tell the guy to light the candles, Vitavarach, and she'll make the bracha. Okay. Bin Ashmash. Okay, now both of these options are not pashut at all, as the Mishnah is going to tell us. Vitamu Achronim Azel, the Achronim have a tema on this. The Shach Bracha, but look about Medes. First of all, if you lit the candles an hour ago, the candles are lit. You can't go make a bracha on candles that you lit an hour ago. The bracha is on the mitzvah that you were supposed to have done immediately before that. And especially now, it's a time where it's also to light the candle. How can you say lahadlik ner? Ektam v'tzivanu lahadlik. Right now, it's a time of isra adlaka. Now, ida takana, the other choice, the toma legoy lahadlik, gamkin kasha. Ein shlichas legoy. So it's interesting because the Magen Avraham has problems with the Maharash, and he kind of tweaks it, and the Mishnah Berurah has problems with the Magen Avraham, and he kind of rejects the whole thing. Basically, is what comes out of here. Then he says, "Filu Yisrael, mitzavet chaver lahadik." Even if you want to appoint a shaliach to go to your house and light Shabbos candles for you, gamkin das derech chaim dam mitzavet leivach rakamadik. Who's going to make the bracha? It's a very complicated sugya, but he doesn't make it complicated, and I'm not going to make it complicated either. When you tell someone to light candles for you on your behalf, a shaliach, like you can appoint a shaliach for certain mitzvahs, who makes the bracha? Not the one who sends the shaliach who's doing the mitzvah. Who's doing the mitzvah is going to make the bracha. So I tell the guy to do it, and I'm going to make a bracha on the action of the guy. Well, the guy can't make the bracha. Okay. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah liked the whole thing because ain shlichus la'akum, only lahachmir, and not, and this is lahakim. And therefore, the maskanas achronim is an eitz acheres. Umaski achronim eitz acheres is a behind the female the kaimel the kaman. We'll see in sifyud. The chol of the bracha asna, she can make it tonight when she has, like we said, extenuating circumstances. B'shas alchak, she can make it tonight that she's not mekabel Shabbos. He skipped down two, three lines. V'hu ha'dinami be'isha shechalel tzvilas be'erev Shabbos. She has to go to the mikvah. That's another good reason we said that a woman would make it tonight, that when she lights candles, she's not even kabbal Shabbos until right before Shkia. Because she has things that she needs to do that involve chil Shabbos. One of the things that comes out of here, which is relevant l'maisa, is, so we said Ashkenazi women and many Sephardi women as well, they light the candles and they make a bracha. What if she got distracted, she didn't make the bracha? So, by mitzvahs in general, you have to make the bracha before the mitzvah. If you did it, if you did the mitzvah, and then you can't make the bracha anymore, right? The esrog has to be upside down. The Gemara says, once you pick up the arba minim in the right way, boom, you go to the mitzvah, no more bracha. But you have mitzvahs that there's a hemshech, there's a continuation to the mitzvah, tefillin, the mitzvah continues, tzitzis, the mitzvah continues, so you can make a bracha. So the post you want to say here too, because the light is continuing, there is a hemshech of the mitzvah, b'shas l'chak, she could make a bracha later, even though she already, she lit earlier. Now if she can mamish do that after the zman that it's aser, So the Bira Alacha, Dibar Masl, Kishi Yadlik, Yivarech, in the third line. Bira Alacha, Dibar Masl, Kishi Yadlik, Yivarech. In the third line, he says, Vim Yadib Avadish Lo Bircha. First is a Safek, okay, sorry, Bracha, Zahaka, fine. She knows that she didn't make a bracha. Mash el yirabah diyesh lahakil levarech, cause mashu shas heter lahadlik. As long as it's still as man, where she'd be allowed to light the candles, meaning it's not yet bein hashmashas. Okay, now there is a, if it's already asr lahadlik, my understanding, the way I read the Magen Avraham, I read it three times, the Magen Avraham is mekel. He says she could make the bracha. The Prima Galim says he can't make the bracha, and it seems pretty clear from the Bir Halacha that she can make the bracha afterwards, bidi eved, if she shouldn't have waited. But if she did bidi eved, it's considered to be a hemshech, she can make the bracha later, as long as it's still a zman where shas het to lahadlik. She could be bitzivan lahadlik. If she needed to light right now, she could do it. Okay, the Lashon Bir Halacha gets a little complicated later on. He doesn't necessarily understand the Magen Avraham like me. I don't know. To me, it's open shot. Maybe there's a different nusach in the Magen Avraham. I don't know. Right, yeah.
All the time that she could still light, she could actually put them out and relight them.
Okay, I didn't think of that. So he's saying, what do you need this whole heter for? I hear. I don't know. He doesn't say to do that. Yeah, I don't know. I hear nobody said that.
Must
I don't know.
Something wrong with that. They would have thought that. Maybe it's been a
special. No, but then it's also lahadlik. Once it's shkia, it's also lahadlik.
I said all the time. That
meaning, as long as it's a mutter light, she can make drachah v'tzivana.
Back after the chuppah, it's still time.
Put them. So according to the mishmaru, just she's like blow them out, relight them. I don't know. I saw. So the Magen Avraham says, the way I understand the Magen Avraham, and it's pretty open and shut, it's pretty clear to me, that even until dark, you can be samech on this Maharash, you can make the bracha. That's not what the Bir Halacha just said. So, yeah, I don't know. I hear. Okay. We're up to, okay, Yom Kippur we'll save for tomorrow. Remind me we have to do Yom Kippur tomorrow. Vav. Vav and Zion are one unit. They're very juicy, very packed, and very exciting. Okay. Okay, this is the Iker Yesodos of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. There's Tzvei Dinim. There's two Dinim in Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. There's a Din in the individual, Chovas HaGuf. Every Jew above the age of 13, 12 and 13, maybe even Chinuch, has a Chiyuv to light Shabbos candles on the individual, on the Chovas HaGuf, on the Gavra. That's one. That's what we call covered shots. Then there's a separate issue, separate inyan, and that is there's an inyan of Shalom Bayis, which means I can't just light candles in the dining room and the rest of the house is pitch dark. There's still a chiyuv of Shalom Bayis of lighting candles, and that is a chovas habayis, chovas hamakom. There has to be light in the rooms that I'm going to be using on Shabbos. And a separate thing, every individual has to have their own personal obligation fulfilled. Now, in a regular family where there's a father, there's a mother, and there's 15 kids, so we don't have everybody lighting their own candles, right? Usually, the mother of the house, she lights the candles, and everyone is yotze with that mitzvah. The kids don't light their own candles. Everyone's at home, everyone's together, one big happy family. So that's the way it's done. The mother lights for the husband and for the whole family. So there's basically four ways for one to fulfill the obligation. One is the individual himself lights. I light candles. If I light candles, I'm yotze my mitzvah. The other is either the spouse or the wife lights for the husband when the wife is at home. If the wife is away, let's say the husband and wife go away. We've done this a few times. I go to Eisha Torah for Shabbos. My wife goes to her seminary for Shabbos. I take the boys. She takes the girls. She's lighting candles, let's say, over there in the seminary. I do not fulfill my personal obligation of Hadlakas Neiros with my wife's candle lighting because it's not at home in the house. Now, I always thought it's the same thing with the children. When the mother lights at home, even though the children, they're not home for Shabbos, they're in yeshiva, they fulfill their personal obligation of Hadlakas Neiros with the candle lighting of the mother. So I was on the bus today going through Radiance of Shabbos, and he says, not like that. And I was very confused, and I called one of my rabbinical friends, and he said he never heard of that. And then I quickly, when I came home, quickly before I went to the wedding, I looked at Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. He also said, it's a machlokas, the Gitzah. But there are many, many posts who say, if the mother's lighting at home, she is motzi not only her husband, but all the children as well. Okay. Now, there's another way of being yotzei, and that is if you are samuch on this person's table. So that's really the children, you're samuch on their shulchan. You, that's a guest. A guest, okay, well, the shulchan doesn't sound like this, but the posts say a guest becomes part of the house. I go away for Shabbos, I'm staying by somebody, even they say since the ikar neros are really for the Shabbos table, if I go away for a Friday night meal, I am yotzei my hadlokas neros with the hostess, with the family. I am there for a Friday night meal. That's the Iker Zman Adlokas Neiros Shabbos, and I am Yotze with them. So, by Chanukah, they bring down that you have to be bekvias, a part of that family. It's not enough to come for Shabbos. Shabbos is not enough. You have to be bekvias, part of that family. And they point out because by Chanukah, we'll get to Bezrat Hashem in 3 years, Ner Ishu Beiso, it's a din of the bias. Simply you're part of that bias, and coming for a Friday night does not make you a part of the bias. But when it comes to Ner Shabbos for the Suda. If you're there for the Suda Friday night, that's already enough, according to many, many poskim. That's enough to be part of that household, and you're yotzei with the candle lightings of the Balabasta. Now, there's a fourth option brought down in Halacha, which the poskim bizman hazeh, many poskim say nowadays we're not knowing to do that, and that it comes up also by there's a lot of cross between Neiros Shabbos and Neiros Chanukah, and that is to give a pruta, to buy some of the candles or the oil to have a part of the mitzvah of Neiros Shabbos. That's more when you're not. Let's say you go somewhere Friday night, but you have to BYOB. You have to bring your own food. You're not. So if you're bringing your own food and you're just eating at their table, you're not part of their household for the Friday night meal, so you're not going to be yotzei with their candlelight. It's not a very practical example. It doesn't usually happen. But if that were to happen, so if you want to be a part of their candlelighting, you have to give something to get to be a part of it. But generally, you go as a guest. Most folks can say that bizmanenu, it's enough. You're a guest. You're eating their food. Friday night, you're part of their for Friday night, you're part of their family. Okay, not like Hanukkah where you need more of a kvias. Okay, that's in terms of the chovas haguf. Every individual has to figure out how his own personal obligation in candle lighting is being fulfilled. At the same time, if you have an office that you sit and learn in on Shabbos, so you're away, your wife is at home lighting and you're away, so you have to make sure that the place you are has light. So if there's already light there, then you fulfill your personal obligation. I have to make sure there's light in the room. There's light in the room because I'm staying in someone else's house. And they have lights all over the place. So I don't have to light. I'm yotzei my personal obligation, my chovas haguf, from being at home. And my chovas hamakom, the bala bayis, where I'm staying, is making sure that the lights are on. I don't have to light. But if I'm going by myself to go up north, and I'm in my own house, I rent a house in Tveria, and it's pitch dark, so I have now, my personal obligation maybe was fulfilled at home, but there's a chovas hamakom to make sure that there's light in the rooms that I'm going to be using up in Tveria, and I would have to light over there with a bracha. Okay, that's the background. And hopefully as we go through the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see it coming up in the Mishnah Berurah and the very important Berlacha. Reish Samech Gemel Vav. Bachurim, which is normally translated as single guys. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down most poskim say it really means avrechim, people who are married. Bacharim, ha'holchim l'lmod chutz lebeitam, they go learn away from the home, which Rashi talks about in Bracha, so it's very common, people get married, and then they would disappear, like Rabbi Kiva, they would go learn and leave their wives for X amount of time. Tzichim l'adlik ner Shabbos bechedram, they have to light ner Shabbos in their room where they're staying. Ulevarechalav, and make a Bracha. Aval mishu eitzel ishto, but if he's in the house with his wife, ain't tzarech l'hadlik bechedro, he does not have to light candles in every room of the house, and make a bracha on it, because she's making the bracha on the candles, and he's yotzei's personal obligation with her candles. And the general rule is one bracha per household. Within one house, you're not going to make other brachas. If my wife's lighting at home, with a bracha. And I'm in Tveria, I might light candles in Tveria with a bracha because it's pitch dark in the house unless I turn on the lights. So I'm going to light candles, I'm going to make a bracha over there. But in the same house, in Kafah Chaim 25 over 3, so even though my wife is lighting in the living room and then I have, let's say, an office which might be pitch dark and I have to make sure there's light over there, but I'm not going to make, and I have to make sure there's light over there if I plan on using that room, but I'm not going to make a bracha on that. There's one bracha per... for the house. Look at Mishmur Sivkat and Chavchaz, Bachurim. Hainu Shiesh Lahem Noshim. That's what Mishmur brings down from most Achronim. They have wives. Ela Shalokin Chutz LeBeisam, but they're leaving their houses to go learn. Va'av She'ishto Madlekes BeBeisam, even though the wife is lighting in the house. Einu Nifta BeBeichas Ishto. He's not Yotzei Kil with that bracha. Kim Shiesh Achedim Yucha, but Makam Shem Sarayashim. He has his own room somewhere else up north where it's pitch dark and he has to light over there. The Koshekain, if he's not married, him Einu Nasui, and he doesn't have a wife lighting for him, so he not only does he have Chobas HaMakom to make sure there's light there, he also has a Chobas HaGuf, so Koshekain, him Einu Nasui, Demuchuyav LaHadlik. Before you ask me all your questions, let's finish up. Mishmur Sivkat L'Chov Test. B'Chedram, Afil HaChedim Yuchad Rak LaLunsham, even if the Cheder is only for sleeping, and you're going to eat somewhere else, you still have to make sure that there's some light there. Usually if you're sleeping in a room, you don't want that much light. You want to be able to sleep, but you do need some light. Mishmur Sivkat to Lamed Ulevarech Alav. So they have to, again, Bachurim Halchim Lemor Chutz LeBeisam, I'm reading the Mechaber again. Tzichim Ladik Ner Shabbos B'Chedram Ulevarech Alav. Mishmur Sivkat to Lamed. Dad Lokas Ner Chova Mishum Shalom Bayis. Shiloh Adakas Ner is a chova. We said three reasons: Onik Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, but also Shalom Bayis. What's Shalom Bayis? Shiloh Kosh Beit Zevi. You shouldn't bump into the wall. You shouldn't stub your toe. With Tzarchios Aneros Arukim Shiloh Kosh Beit Zevi Balayla. Okay, you can't light candles and then right away leave and come back at midnight and the candle's already out. That's not going to help you any. If the candle's already out and you never had any opportunity to benefit from the candles at all, have a bracha levatala. You read him. They used to have these shows or whatever, market day, and the people go on business. You read him. Shem is achsenim harbi balabatim becheder echad. So a bunch of people take a room together. They ain't a balabaisim al becheder. We have three people. They're renting this room. The balabais is not with them. So chal aleim chovas hadlaka bebracha. They have a chovas hadlaka bebracha. Afilu im neshem adikim bebeisam. And therefore their personal obligation was already fulfilled. But now they have a chovas hamakom. The three of them have a joint makom, which is pitch dark. They have to light candles there with the bracha. Al kein, what should they use? That for kulam together. They should buy candles and light them. V'yavik echad, and one of them should light candles. V'yavarech. V'yechavin lahotzi kulam bebrachasu. And b'motzi all of them with the bracha. Okay, the whole discussion, the question is that necessary? Because when your wife lights at home, your mother lights at home, she doesn't make the bracha out loud usually, and everyone gathers around and answers amen. She makes it to herself quietly, and that's the minig. Although we'll see the Be'er Halacha compares it to, B'dikas Chametz. So it's, B'dikas Chametz, the rule is, everyone gathers around, you make the bracha, and then everyone goes and checks their own room with the bracha of the Ba'al HaBayis. So, in Shmuel Shabbos Kilchus on a footnote, he had a tzarch in. Like, why over here it's different, but the Ma'is is different. V'gam hei michad l'otz is b'berchasa, fine. So what if the Ba'al HaBayis is with them? Here, so far we're talking about three guys renting a room together, the Ba'al HaBayis is nowhere to be found. V'ima Ba'al HaBayis gam kinimam b'chedram, he lives there, and two guys are now renting space in his house. So ein tzarch l'shtati v'ma b'priti, so now they have no personal obligation, chovas ha'guf and adlokas neros, because their wives are lighting at home. Chovas ha'makom, they don't have. It's not their makom. The Ba'al HaBayis is here, and he's going to leave on whatever lights he leaves on. So there will be light over here. Chovas HaMakom is satisfied. Chovas HaGuf is satisfied because their wives are lighting for them at home. Kem Shinesheya Madlikim Bevesam, as we'll see in Siv Zayin. Back in the Shulchan Aruch upstairs at the end of Sivvav, Avamishu Eitzel Ishto, Eitzel Lahadlik Bechedjo. But if you're in the house together with your wife and you have your own private room that you learn in, whatever, you don't have to make Eitzel Lahadlik Bechedjo Ulevarech Olov. Lefishi Ishto Mevereches Beshvilo. Says the Mishabura, Sivkat Lamed Al, Ava Lahadlik Tzarech. I feel in Ochosham, Kdeshul Loikoshim, Eitzel Heaven. There's still, if you're learning in the room, so obviously you need light. But whatever you're doing in the room, you need some light, and therefore there is a Chovas Hadlaka. But there's only one bracha per house, and therefore you're not going to make a bracha on that hadlaka. Zayin, which is a continuation of Sivav. Oreach, you have a guest. She'ein lo cheder miyuchad. He doesn't have his own room. He's sleeping in the living room. Whatever. Where he has a room, but there's light from all over. The gam ein madlikin lo beveso. There's no one lighting for him. There's no wife lighting for him. There's no mother lighting for him. He doesn't have his own room. Tzarich lishtate b'pruta. So there's an inyan to be mishtate, to give a pruta to the Baal HaBayis, for him to be included in the candles. Mishav esif katan lam b'beis, she ain't lo cheder miyuchad. Ha'im ha'ir lo cheder miyuchad. If he has his own room, tzarich lahadik levarich. Afilu im is madikin lam b'beiso, because now there's a chovas ha'makom. The makom is dark without him. He has his own dark room. He has to put light on. If, again, he doesn't have anyone lighting for him, and he doesn't have his own room, so how is he going to be yoti, his personal chovas haguf? So he's going to be mishtati with a pruta. Mishmurstav katan lami kimo. Uvereish simin tefereish ayin zayin, that's Chanukah. Hevi amagaram b'shem amarshal. Degama bachurim tzichin lishtatif. Umarsik sham de'ev shodan davke kishaocha b'fnei atzmo. That's not if they're eating on their own. Avim somach al shulchan balabayis reu b'chlal b'nei beiso. But if he's somach on the shulchan of the Baal HaBayis, he becomes part of the household. So Dershu here points out right away, it doesn't say it has to be samach b'kvius. By Chanukah it says it has to be samach, sounds like more than just one meal. But many poskim are makel, even if it's just a Friday night meal, he already becomes part of that household for Friday night, and he's included in the Friday night candle lighting. As opposed to Chanukah, where he needs more of a kvius, and that would not be enough. What?
That's what I do.
No, right, that's what you thought. Hold on. Bir Alacha. Dear Ramasla Bachurim. Back to the beginning of Av. Very important Bir Alacha. I am Mishabura, King Kassel, Ola Shabbat, the Shabbat, Prima Gun, the Chayot, the Shachronim, Uvidarech, Chayim, Ashishim, Afarish, Bachurim, Mamash, but not me, she is so Isha. The MS in Kopos, right now, fine. But, okay, skip down to three lines from the bottom of the page. The Atta, in the Bir Alacha. Nazbir Tam, Siv Zev, Visiva Samachlo. I'm going to give you some of the Yisoidis that we discussed before, Chovas Aguf and Chovas Amakom, to understand these Ifim. The Yavur, Bidvarin, Hetev, Tam, Dibri Amogin, Avram. Vu. The Kishiyesh, the Ish, Kamachadarim, and you have a room with a bunch of house with a bunch of rooms. Sarich ladlik becholach adorim. All the rooms have to have some light. All the rooms that you plan on being in on Shabbos. Bishum shalom bayis. Okay, therefore, im hu beveso etzel ishto. If he's with his wife in the house, you have to go over here. Im hu beveso etzel ishto. If he's at home with his wife, v'him averechas malach. She makes the brach on the candles and in the dining room. Have ki ilu hu hayam averech. Umameila nifteru kol achadam shumadik b'bracha. All the rooms of the house are included in that bracha. K'mole im b'dikas chametz m'averech makom echa basmasa bode kol achadam. Again, but it's different as we said from Shmuel Shabbos Gilchaza, because there you're listening to the bracha and you're being yotzi with the bracha, and here you're not. Fine. Ma'ashen kain im hu enena beveso. He's not at home. He's out of town. V'yesho cheder miyuchad latzo. He rents a room. How can this new room up north be yotze with the bracha his wife made in Beitar? Even if he's not eating there, I'll call upon him. Shum shalom bayis. It sounds like shalom bayis is even by yourself. You shouldn't be kvetchy and grumpy and stub your toe even when you're alone. Mishum shalom bayis chayev lahadlik ulavarech. Marshein came with siv zayin. That's when you have your own room. You have your own room. You have a chovas hadlaka because of shalom bayis. You shouldn't be in a dark room on Shabbos. But in siv zayin, ain lo cheder miyuchad. He doesn't have his own room. Im kain asvara mishum shalom bayis ain shayach sham, because there is light. He's living with the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis is lighting lights. Or to make things more relevant nowadays, let's say you go somewhere Shabbos. You have it in America. Yeah, they give you your own room. Okay, but there's a whole light that they leave on, and there's a bathroom light that they leave on, and all those rooms are shayach to them, not shayach to you. So there is light in this room. So mitzad the chovas hamakom, there's no chovas hamakom. The makom has light. And the question is, do I have a chovas aguf to light candles or not? Shebelavach yesham ora from the Baal HaBayis. V'lo nishar alav kim b'mash yesh mitzal kol ish yisad lokas ner b'shabes. He only has now a chovas aguf. V'zeyotze b'mash yishto madleke sham b'veso. If his wife is lighting in the house, and Shmuel Shabbos says if his mother is lighting in their own house, and he's samach on the parents, not he's independent and he makes his own living and he has nothing to do with his parents anymore financially, so then he's yote with the lighting. He has a personal obligation fulfilled with his wife, and chovas hamakom there isn't, because he's living with people who have lights on. Alkein ein tzarech leishtatev az b'priti. So then he doesn't have to be mishtatev. Chovas haguf is taken care of, and chovas hamakom is taken care of. Okay, there's a lot of permutations, and you know, what about the hospital, what about the yeshiva, and what about the camp, and what about the, you go away for this meal, and that meal, and the other meal, which we'll try to get into tomorrow.